Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China Central Committee has met with former Kuomintang Party Chairman Ma Ying-jeou in Beijing. Xi Jinping said people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait belong to the Chinese nation. He said the nation's history records the inseparable ties between the compatriots across the strait and external forces could not stop the process of national reunification. He also stressed the importance of cross-strait youth exchanges, saying that the Chinese nation will only prosper when young people thrive. He called on the two sides to approach cross-strait relations by addressing the interests of the Chinese nation as a whole and its long-term development. Ma Ying-jeou said that adhering to the 1992 consensus and opposing Taiwan independence are the common political foundation for the peaceful development of cross-strait ties. He also affirmed that people on both sides of the strait belong to the Chinese nation and should deepen exchanges and promote the Chinese culture. Official data shows China's consumer price index edged up 0.1% year-on-year in March, falling short of the market's expectation of a 0.4% increase. The CPI, a main gauge of inflation, grew 0.7% in February. The National Bureau of Statistics says the March CPI was affected by factors like the decrease in consumer demand after the Spring Festival and sufficient market supply. Meanwhile, the Producer Price Index, which measures costs for goods at the factory gate, went down 2.8% in March compared with a 2.7% drop the previous month. Three sons of Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on Gaza City Wednesday. Hamas's media office said they were killed by a strike on their car while they were driving in a refugee camp. Later in the day, Israel officially confirmed the attack. After the attack, Haniyeh said the killing of his sons will not affect Hamas's demands in Gaza ceasefire negotiations. Sam Menig has more.
Israeli media reported that Hamas cannot find 40 hostages that Israel wants to include as part of this deal. Israel has called them humanitarian hostages. They include women, children, the elderly, as well as people who are injured. And they form part of this new deal that would be 40 hostages in exchange for 700 Palestinian prisoners, dozens of which have been convicted of killing Israelis during attacks. And it would include this six-week ceasefire, which would be part of the deal. It's unclear how this is going to impact the deal. Israel's war cabinet met Tuesday night to discuss it, but there were no public conclusions. But this comes as there's growing pressure from the United States to make a ceasefire deal and to get more assistance into Gaza. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden said that Israel was not doing enough to get assistance in. This came days after he said that Netanyahu's war strategy was a grave mistake.
At least three people have been shot and injured at an Eid al-Fitr event in Philadelphia. The shooting took place on Wednesday in an area in the city's Parkside neighborhood where about 1,000 people were gathered. Police said two groups of people fired at each other and people began fleeing the scene. Police at the scene heard about 30 gunshots. Five people have been arrested. A Kremlin spokesman says the flood situation in Russia is tense as the water levels continue to rise. Dmitry Peskov said floods have reached new regions. Local media reported Wednesday that flooding has hit more than 13,000 residential buildings in Russia. Authorities have evacuated over 7,700 people in the worst-hit Orenburg region. China's Xuelong polar icebreaker, also called Snow Dragon, has returned to Qingdao port in Shandong province, marking the end of its 40th Antarctic expedition. The expedition team set off from Shanghai on November the 1st. They completed the construction of China's fifth scientific outpost in Antarctic. In sports, Chinese player Zhang Zhizhen has failed to move one step further at the Monte Carlo Masters, losing in straight sets to the 14th seed Ugo Humbert in the second round. Reigning champion Andrei Rublev suffered a straight set defeat as well, beaten by Alexei Popperin. Yannick Sinner and other players, including Daniel Medvedev and Casper Ruud, have made it to the round of 16. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.